Voici les filles NYC et aujourd'hui nous allons parler des crazy foods à NYC. Nous allons aller à 4 restaurants très originaux. D'un restaurant avec des ninjas comme serveur et des chèques de 1000 calories. Voici les restaurants les plus incomparables et uniques à New York. Ouais! Notre premier restaurant s'appelle Black Tap. Black Tap est un restaurant plutôt nouveau puisqu'il a moins de 5 ans. Il est très fameux pour ses milkshakes absolument fous. Les milkshakes font apparemment 1000 calories. Ils sont très sucrés mais délicieux. Les milkshakes sont devenus fameux grâce à Instagram où ils sont très populaires et le compte Black Tap a plus de 200 000 abonnés. Voici notre interview de Sugar Factory.
What inspired the people who run this place to open the restaurant?
Well, I want to say it was originally started by a bartender in Brooklyn who came up with the idea of the smoking goblets, and then it all kind of sprung out from there.
Why do you think their goblets are such a success?
It offers something different. It's a new experience. It makes it less just sitting and eating and having drinks, but it's more of an actual dining and drink experience.
Why did they choose the meatpacking district for this location?
Right across from Standard, popular area. It's probably springing up, getting more popular at the time when they first moved over here. They were over on Gansevoort at first, and now they moved and made a larger location across from the Standard Hotel to have more customers, more traffic.
What makes a good goblet?
A good bartender.
And what's like the goblet that everyone comes for?
Probably the Lollipop Passion, those ones that you guys have right here.
Okay, thank you.
Nous sommes rentrés de Sugar Factory, un restaurant très décoré avec des bonbons partout, plein de photos de célébrités au mur et des serveurs très gentils. Il y avait beaucoup de musique et il y avait une ambiance très amusante. Chaque fois qu'il y avait un anniversaire, il y avait une grande célébration où les lumières s'éteignent, ils tapent leurs fourchettes et le dessert vient avec une bougie sparkler. Et tout le monde chante. Nous croyons que les personnes mentent car il y avait plus de 10 anniversaires en une demi-heure.
Alors, on est arrivé à Ninja et l'ambiance est très bien. Tous les serviteurs sont des ninjas et ils nous font peur.
Voici notre interview de Ninja.
So, how do you train your waiters to become ninjas?
So the waiters here, they start off as runners, which is basically like a bus person who they take food and drink away and they put it back. And they have to pass several tests and work their way up from the kitchen runners all the way up to the position of the waiters here.
How did the idea of like this restaurant come to like mind, basically?
So the ninja restaurant was inspired by the ninja traditions, and there's actually the original restaurant was opened in Tokyo, and it was such a success that they decided to open one here in New York as well.
What is like the hardest like trick thing that you can do?
Well, we have ninja magicians that come to your table before your dinner is over. And they practice for years and years and years before they're able to work at the ninja restaurant. And they do a whole show while you wait for dessert. And that's the most difficult ninja tricks that are performed. And you'll see some later this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Les filles NYC.
Voici les filles NYC. À la prochaine fois.